4 years after legislation was signed into law to modernize charitable gambling operations in New York, like a raffle supporting firefighters or bingo at a local veterans post, the State Gaming Commission still hasn't implemented regulations that would allow the statute to take effect, even though they were supposed to be completed in the summer of 2018. And while there appears to have been some movement by state regulators in November, there's no explanation about the delay. For more on the issue, we're checking in with State Senator Joe Griffo, a Central New York Republican who co-sponsored the 2017 legislation and has been leading the call for the implementation of the law. Welcome back to the show, Senator.
Hi, David. Good to be with you.
So if you could take us back in a time machine to 2017, what were lawmakers hoping to accomplish with the Charitable Gaming Act, which is bipartisan legislation that was signed into law by then-Governor Andrew Cuomo?
Absolutely. It was bipartisan. We were approached by a number of groups throughout the state. Actually, some of the charitable organizations affiliated with the NHL, like the Sabres up in Western New York. So this really was to bring the raffles that non-for-profits conduct into the 21st century. Various organizations, big and small, have requested this type of action because the state had prohibited any non-cash-related activity, which really didn't make a lot of sense as it was, because you're telling people to handle cash, and there's so many different organizations which could cause and lead to so many different problems. So this really was co-sponsored bipartisanly, and it really enabled them to conduct these raffles in a safe, efficient, and modern context by being able to use debit cards, credit cards. And the Gaming Commission, it was passed into law, as you indicated, December of 2017, signed into law, and they had 180 days to develop these regulations, which was not done. And that is a concern to me when you have a public benefit organization like the Gaming Commission that has a responsibility under statute and totally ignores it. And whatever reason is given is unacceptable, in my opinion, because it's over 4 years, even though they began to take some action by at least outlining draft regulations in July of 2020. Now we're seeing that again in November of 2021, and yet there's been no adoption. And as a result, many of these organizations still cannot take benefit of what had been passed
right
into law. So that's my concern, right? We're talking about holidays missed. We're talking about in a pandemic period when really this would have been beneficial because people couldn't even conduct the in-person activity that they may have before. So I'm very frustrated, and we've continued to have contact with both through correspondence and phone calls, and to no avail.
In the interim, the state's gambling landscape, the private commercial businesses, has grown dramatically. We've got four upstate casinos, which are now offering sports gambling. The Gaming Commission has come out with regulations to allow mobile sports wagering. All of this leading to more competition for gambling dollars, which are to some degree a finite resource. What does this mean for the charitable organizations that basically been left behind in all of this?
Well, I think they're going to continue to struggle, and yet they have an important purpose, and I think it's unfortunate. It's unacceptable. This is a quasi-government organization that has a law that needs to be adhered to. You take a job regardless of the demands and challenges that you will face. And yes, these have been unimaginable and unprecedented times. But still, there's a job to do, and many of these organizations who do good things in the community are unable to really maximize that at this point in time. And that's the concern I have. If you look at some of the decisions of the Gaming Commission, I mean, I still baffles me when they were citing and authorizing licenses for casinos that they considered Lake Ontario to be in the southern tier. You know, you remember that one,
mm-hmm,
when that designation was given. I hope the new governor will take a real hard look at this Gaming Commission to revamp it, reorganize it, and really make it work the way it should and could.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is that the Gaming Commission, at least under Governor Andrew Cuomo, might not have treated all of its missions equally and also approached its job maybe with an agenda that probably stemmed from somewhere and not necessarily the civil servants who are trying to actually enact these policies.
Well, these are appointed members, and I appreciate their willingness to serve, but I question now the decision-making that had been undertaken and what motivation or impetus was involved in that. I actually wrote to our investigations committee and our racing and wagering committee to take a look at some of the allegations that were made this summer about people who were donating and then getting and receiving things. That's how you lose confidence in government. And when you have an organization like this, that is a very difficult challenge. I understand that. But it's a responsibility that they willingly undertook. So they have to comply and follow statutes, and they have to do the job and do it well. So I think this has been a mess from the siting of locations of casinos, from the mobile sports. The excuse now that they had to wait for mobile sports betting because they knew it was coming, but just get it done and then modify it and adapt accordingly. So that's inexcusable, in my opinion.
Well, speaking of the rules that were approved in November by the Gaming Commission, which will be subject to then a 60-day comment period once they're published in the State Register, what do you think of the rules themselves? Do you think they are emblematic of what the legislation was trying to accomplish? And once implemented, will they make a difference to charitable gaming operations around the state?
Well, again, these are draft rules, so I believe they at least are moving in the right direction. I'm not completely satisfied with everything, each and every aspect, and even on mobile sports betting at this point in time. But I do believe at least it's moving in the right direction, and rather than depriving these charities of opportunities, especially during this pandemic period and over the holidays, which we are going to miss, obviously, because of that timeline that you just described, hopefully we will not deprive them in the future of having alternative means of raising money to help many worthy community activities.
Because this process has been initiated, because the ball is now rolling, so to speak, is there any guarantee that it will actually be completed? Does the regulatory process have some sort of safeguard to ensure that this will be done, or could it get sidetracked again?
It could get sidetracked again, and I think that would be unfortunate, and that's a conversation that I've had with my colleagues, because I don't think we should condone or allow this to ever happen again. When we pass laws and they're signed, bill legislation is passed and they're signed into law, they need to be complied with, and we give ample time to do this. The commission could have came back and said we needed more time as opposed to just dragging their feet and really thumbing their nose at a statute. So, as I said, I think this sends the wrong message in so many ways to the people of the state of New York that, you know, the laws are on the books, but yet we can ignore them, or we can give you an excuse as to why we can't do it. And in the meantime, many worthy organizations that do important work throughout various communities across the state are unable to maximize their efforts. That is unacceptable, and that's why I've also asked the governor and the legislature to look at this gaming commission, the way it's structured, the way it operates, and how it can be improved.
And it's interesting to hear the exchange that you had with the gaming commission, which offered you excuses. My own back and forth with the gaming commission spokesman basically consisted of radio silence once I asked them, was any work done on this prior to 2021, or an explanation about any sort of delay. So it doesn't seem like it's something that they are too excited about talking about at this point.
Well, I don't know. I think it's, as I indicated, and I'll say it again to be redundant, it's inexcusable. You have a law, and they have a mission, and yet they've not fulfilled the responsibility commensurate with that. So I just hope now that we're going to move forward, and as I said, that the new governor will have an opportunity to take a look at how this commission is structured and how it is operating and what can we do to improve that to ensure that it really fulfills what it was intended to do relative to this particular gaming and racing and wagering across the state of New York.
We're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with State Senator Joe Griffo. He is a Central New York Republican. Senator, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure to be with you, David. Happy holidays.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.